Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Thursday edition, yes indeed, of the BTN News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger. I didn't need to tell you it was Thursday. You already knew that, right? Because we're late. Yeah, I know. It's the 14th of January, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Seems we cannot get rid of the phrase of Apple venturing into, like, streaming television. It just won't go away, even though they said, no, it's not going to happen, but it still might happen. Why? Well, because the big idea now is they might try to buy Time Warner. Really? That's right. According to the New York Post, Apple may buy its way into the market with an acquisition of Time Warner. Which, if you've heard on the rumor side, yeah, that might be going up for sale pretty quick. Of course, Apple isn't the only one interested in Time Warner. AT&T, of course. Why wouldn't AT&T be involved? Alright, so back onto the story. Why would Apple be interested in Time Warner? Well, I'll give you a few ideas here. Warner Brothers Pictures, Warner Brothers Television, Warner Brothers Home Entertainment, then you got Turner Broadcasting, and of course, don't forget HBO. Oh yeah, them too. That would pretty much give Apple access to, yeah, quite a bit. So this is one that we're just going to have to wait on the sidelines for and see if the pressure from Time Warner shareholders will be enough to stick it up for sale. Well, Skype users on Windows, have you been feeling a little left out when it comes to translation? Well, you need not worry no more, because every user that's on a Windows machine that's using Skype, yeah, you're going to get real-time translation. Yes, Skype has said that tool is now built directly into its main app for all Windows users. Of course, you got to start there. So what this means for Windows Skype users, you're no longer going to need that separate app to translate conversations into 7 different languages. Those languages being Chinese, Mandarin, English, of course, French, German, Italian, Portuguese, and Spanish. Of course, there's been no mention of bringing the technology to other platforms. Nope. And if you are on another platform and you're feeling a little left out, well, I'm telling you, don't. It's still pretty damn buggy. Hey, did you remember that PlayStation outage that was happening last month? Yeah, me neither. But apparently, according to Sony, there was. So, since that there was, Sony is sending out PlayStation Plus extensions to make up for that outage. Yeah, so somehow, some way, if you do remember it happening and you were very much affected by it, or hell, you just want a free extension at the expense of Sony, well, the company will be accommodating for all that lost time. And will be sending out extensions via email this month to those that were affected. And the extensions actually cover the whole realm of things, PlayStation Plus, PlayStation Now, and even video rentals. Now, according to the sources over there at VG247, they're not really sure how you're supposed to claim this just yet, so your guess is as good as mine. I guess maybe you just automatically wait for it, maybe it'll pop up in the email, I don't know. Best keep your eye on that junk folder, just to be safe. And finally, yes, we got to end our and finally today with a little bit of hacker news. But these hackers may be feeling a little guilty what they've done. Yeah, maybe. Seems that hackers out there, particularly the ones that deploy that ransomware, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Well, now they're offering customer support to their victims. Yes, the same victims that they extorted money from, yes. So why would hackers be getting into the customer support business? Well, they believe the victim has to trust that paying up will actually restore, you know, whatever they lost. And if they don't trust the legitimacy of the service, they are less likely to pay. Also, usually when it comes to ransomware, services usually require, say, I don't know, a payment of sort of bitcoins. And we all know how hard it kind of is to get your money converted into bitcoins. But hey, ransomware hackers customer support is here to help. So see, there are some nice hackers out there. They're willing to help you get your money to them. Any bets, though, their customer support's probably better than Microsoft? If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The British Tech Network website, check it out, britishtechnetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your Friday installment of the BTN News Show, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your Thursday is going well for you. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.